This is the Wild Crime Report for Monday, the 6th of May, 2024. The Wild Crime Report is a bite-sized summary of what is happening around the world in the realm of environmental crime. It brings together a collection of the important stories that hit the press, be it seizures, prosecutions, or interesting developments that impact our most protected species. If you're listening and you're already signed up to the Wild Crime Report via Substack, then consider becoming a paid subscriber, where you can get additional insights, feature pieces on the illegal wildlife trade, and access to discussion chats. Sign up if you don't want to miss a thing, and of course, the more paid subscribers I can get, the more I can put into cultivating more premium content for you. Now let's get into some information. The Kingdom of Thailand has featured prominently this year, as it often does. It's perfectly positioned in Asia between rich, biodiverse countries as a key gateway to many parts of the world. And as we've heard pretty regularly on the Wild Crime Report, it's very much a thriving hub for the illegal wildlife trade. However, last week, a major operation was conducted by officers from the Natural Resources and Environmental Crime Suppression Division, supported by a multi-agency effort which includes international governments and NGOs. Six Thai nationals, four men and two women, were charged for wildlife trafficking offences after authorities found over 1,076 radiated tortoises and 48 lemurs at a home in Champon province in the south of the country. Senior police described it as the largest seizure of wildlife made in a single arrest in Thailand. Details released publicly indicated that the group had been identified operating between Indonesia and Thailand, smuggling wildlife through a corridor that presumably extends to Malaysia. It's a pretty good example of how these sorts of transnational groups operate in multiple jurisdictions. Smuggling wildlife to one country, possibly stockpiling it and reconsolidating it in another, before ultimately trying to transport it to buyers in another location. The bust occurred at a property described as a, quote, farm, so it's not clear whether this was a holding location or an attempt to house them in a farm where they may try to falsely claim that their animals were captive bred. However, radiated tortoises are highly protected, and along with ring-tailed lemurs, Ascites Appendix 1 species, and only found in Madagascar. The amount of radiated seized in this case is staggering, especially when you consider the price they fetch on the black market. Even at the lower end, this could make the haul well over $1 million in value. Given the sensitivity around these highly protected species, as long as they are deemed to be in good health and cleared for travel, I would say it's very likely that they will be repatriated to Madagascar or kept within a sanctuary somewhere in Asia. The six individuals arrested, well, they'll likely be looking at serious charges under Thailand's Strengthened Wildlife Conservation and Protection Act, which had increased penalties introduced back in 2019. Added to this, there is plenty of capacity under Thai law to add serious criminal conspiracy and money laundering charges due to the high value of the wildlife commodity being trafficked. All in all, it's a great case, and hopefully will be followed up by an even greater prosecution. And a pleasant reminder to us all to remember that even though a country like Thailand may appear to have a raging wildlife crime problem week in, week out, doesn't mean that there aren't good investigators out there doing something about it. Heading eastward to the Philippines, press this week reported on a seizure of turtles and tarantulas that was made last month. Consisting of two separate seizures, the 101 Chinese softshell turtles were seized in Pasay City, just south of the capital of Manila, after an enforcement team received intelligence on a Chinese national and conducted a covert surveillance operation to catch multiple suspects and seize the turtles. The Philippine National Police units involved did not detail the names or number of individuals arrested, except to say that they would be charged for violating wildlife legislation by not having a permit. Unfortunately, of the 101 turtles seized, 12 were deceased. The other case, also occurring back in April, involved a box of live tarantula spiders that were sent in the post from Poland. No further details are indicated around this case in terms of any suspects arrested. However, the tarantulas were sent contrary to Philippine Department of Environment and Natural Resources certification requirements, and were clearly smuggled by the fact they were concealed in plastic tubing. Philippines has always been one of those countries that is often on the radar of wildlife and marine crime, given its proximity to major markets like China, being a shipping hub, and largely for its geographical position as a transit point to all of Asia. In India last week, a poacher was apprehended in Assam State, which is in the far northeast of the country. Police and forestry officials found a single rhino horn in the poacher's possession. Acting on intelligence, the operation was conducted and resulted in the seizure of the poacher, named as Hanif Ali. However, Ali's two other accomplices remain at large. No details were shared as yet about the discovery of any poached rhino in nearby parks, such as Kaziranga National Park, which is known for having populations of one-horned rhinos. As mentioned last week in one of my premium Substack articles on the most trafficked species of 2024, rhinos sadly still make that list. But it should be remembered that rhino poaching and the trade for their horns is not just restricted to African rhinos. Wherever there is a market for rhino horns, any rhino, anywhere in the world, is going to be a target. Now heading to the United States, and US Customs and Border Protection announced this last week that since January this year, they had seized 8 shipments of equine performance-enhancing drugs, perhaps just in time for the Kentucky Derby. The packages had been sent from Mexico, and amongst other steroids and performance enhancers, also included snake, scorpion, and spider venom. Working with the US Customs on these cases were US Fish and Wildlife inspectors, despite the seized shipments being in contravention of the Federal Food, Drug, and Cosmetic Act, which is administered by the FDA. No further details were provided in relation to any enforcement action taken as a result of these seizures, but it's just another example of the way in which the illegal wildlife trade can converge with other types of crime. In this case, scurrilous tampering within the sports and gaming industry. And lastly, these are the sorts of stories I just can't in good conscience ignore. And they're partly what inspired the name of this very program. Reports in the Florida Press this week detail an incident that occurred last month at Miami International Airport. A passenger, who could or could not be a Florida man, was found to have a bag of snakes in their pants. The Transportation Security Administration, or TSA, made the sneaky find and handed the snakes over to the Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission. No further details were given on the trouser snake offender, unfortunately. It's not exactly a surprise, with Florida being a pretty frequent hub for trafficked animals coming in to the US from Mexico or the Americas, and then being moved around the country, which has a very large appetite for herps, as they are called. So the next time you sit next to someone on a plane in the Florida area and you see something moving in their pants, they might not actually be happy to see you. And that is the Wild Crime Report for this week. I'm Matt Durrant. Until next time, stay wild and keep the animals there too.